Hello there. I'm Donovan Chiquez, and I'm your host for the Trooper Talk podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about ARC Troopers. So, if you don't know what an ARC Trooper is, it was essentially the most elite clone troopers in the entire Grand Army of the Republic. Now, you could argue that the clone commandos were more elite, but in the series Republic Commando, they specifically say that ARC Troopers were trained to be better than them. Now, ARC Troopers were a little rebellious at times and harder to control because they were a more direct and straight chain of Jenga Fett's DNA, so they possessed most of his kind of rebellious attributes. Now, they were usually pretty heavily armed. They had commas on their legs, usually, to protect from blaster shots to the thighs, and they had reinforced armor over their plastoid clone armor on their chest and on their shins. The chest and shin armor was gray over the white plastoid. They usually were allowed to customize their armor in any way they wanted, and there were some pretty wild colors in there that a lot of ARCs wanted to make themselves stand out. Now, there's been a lot of famous ARC troopers through the different times of Star Wars, as in Fives and Echo from the Clone Wars, all the way up to, in Legends, the series Republic Commando. There's an ARC captain named Maze and an entire group of ARCs that we'll get into called Null ARCs. So, usually they'd be armed with two DC-17 blaster pistols, and they would usually have a rangefinder on their helmet. Their helmet looked a tiny bit different than other clones, but not by much. It was usually just the middle filter on their helmet looked a little bit more triangular than the rest of the clones. Now, they usually had a heads-up display in their helmet, so it was a little bit more complex and sophisticated. And they were usually brought in for high-risk situations or for things that needed extreme expertise. Now, we're going to get into the regular ARC Troopers right now. So, we all know Fives and Echo from the Clone Wars. Now, they, as you could have seen, were very elite, and we saw the whole training process that goes into making an ARC Trooper. We saw the whole episode where they were training, and you could see how tough it is. Now, that's just the beginning of being an ARC Trooper. That's just trying to get to be an actual clone trooper. But ARC Troopers are even more tough than that, and it takes a lot to be one. Now, the Null ARC Troopers were something entirely different. Not in the way that their armor was, but in the way that they acted. So, in the series Republic Commando and Legends, there is a Mandalorian named Cal Skirata. He's a Mandalorian mercenary, and he was one of the many friends of Jango that Jango hired to come and train the clone troopers. He trained clone commandos, and you'll see he met the Null ARCs and trained them. So essentially what was happening is him and Jango were talking, and all of a sudden, like a group of six kids, clone kids, burst into the room, a Kaminoan behind them. They huddled around him kind of scared, and he got very protective of them. And immediately, they took his blaster from his side and pointed it at the Kaminoan. Now, he could already see that they were incredibly skilled by this, and he took them back with him to his room, his quarters. And he talked with them and found out that they're incredibly intelligent and already super good at everything they need to be. So he decided to take them under his wing and make them his children, sort of. So he trained them up and named them in all Mando names. So I'll go over the names and designations of all of them. So there was N7 Mareel, named after most likely Jaster Mareel, the Mandalorian leader of the true Mandalorians. That's a different topic for another time. N10 Jang, N11 Ordo, N12 Aiden, N5 Prudy, and N6 Komerk. Now, these troopers were kind of psychotic in a way that they were a little bit warped of Jango, that they were even more rebellious than he was. They literally would not listen to anyone but Cal. and they thought of him as a father, but if anyone insulted them, they could either take it in stride, based on their certain personality, or they would kill the person. So they were instant death on legs if aggravated, or they could be your best friend. But they did not listen to anyone's orders except for Cal, no matter what. They thought for themselves and were pretty much one-man armies. And really, that's all that needs to be said about them. They were pretty intense, and if you want to learn more, you should read the Republic Commando series. It's really good. But overall, as you can probably see by this episode, the Republic ARC troopers were intensely skilled. Now, I don't know how I forgot this, but ARC, you're probably wondering what that means Advanced Recon Commando. And that's really all there is. Thanks for listening.